The news was published on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I am Eva. So Hollywood's heavy hitters are really flexing their star power to back this game-changing AI safety bill in California. It's like the Avengers assembling. But instead of fighting Thanos, they're taking on the Wild West of artificial intelligence. We're talking about SB 1047, which is basically trying to put some guardrails on these insanely powerful AI systems that are popping up faster than you can say Skynet. Now picture this. Over 125 of Tinseltown's finest, we're talking A-listers like Ava DuVernay, Jane Fonda, and J.J. Abrams, have all put their John Hancock on this open letter. It's like the most star-studded petition since, well, ever. They're all saying, hey, Governor Newsom, let's make this happen. It's not just about protecting their own turf in the entertainment biz. These celebs are thinking big picture, worried about the kind of sci-fi nightmares that used to only exist in their movies. So what's the deal with SB 1047? It's not just some run-of-the-mill tech regulation. This bill is trying to make sure that the companies cooking up these super smart AIs don't accidentally unleash digital chaos. We're talking about preventing stuff that sounds straight out of a blockbuster thriller. Massive cyber attacks that could shut down entire cities or AI systems that could, I don't know, accidentally help create a pandemic. It's like asking Tony Stark to put some safety protocols on his suits so they don't go rogue. Now, poor Governor Newsom is caught in the middle of this tech tug of war. He's got Hollywood screaming, "Sign it," on one side, and Silicon Valley probably blowing up his phone with "Don't you dare," on the other. And the clock is ticking. He's only got until September 30th to make the call. Talk about pressure. It's like he's in the hot seat of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But instead of $1 million, he's deciding the future of AI regulation. You know, this whole Hollywood versus Silicon Valley showdown over AI regulation reminds me of another time when celebrities threw their star power behind a big cause. The Paris Climate Agreement back in 2015. Man, that was something else. You had Leonardo DiCaprio, fresh off filming The Revenant in brutal conditions, using his Oscar speech to sound the alarm on climate change. Mark Ruffalo was out there tweeting up a storm, urging world leaders to take bold action. It wasn't just the usual suspects either. Even Pope Francis got in on the act, releasing an encyclical on environmental protection. The celebs didn't just talk the talk, they walked the walk too. Emma Thompson marched in the streets of London with climate protesters. Pharrell Williams performed at a Live Earth concert to raise awareness. Robert Redford wrote impassioned op-eds. It was like the Avengers assembling, but instead of fighting Thanos, they were battling rising sea levels and extreme weather. And you know what? It worked. All that star-studded advocacy helped build momentum and public pressure. When the Paris Agreement was finally adopted, it felt like a real turning point. Of course, the celebrities didn't do it alone. There were years of hard work by activists, scientists, and diplomats. But having household names amplify the message definitely moved the needle. Fast forward to today, and we're seeing a similar dynamic play out with AI regulation. Just like with climate change, it's an issue that affects everyone, not just Hollywood. But these celebs recognize their platform and are using it to sound the alarm. They're saying, hey, we've seen firsthand how AI is changing our industry. Imagine what it could do to society at large if left unchecked. It's not about protecting their own interests anymore. It's about safeguarding humanity's future. Pretty heavy stuff coming from the folks who usually entertain us, right? This whole AI regulation push also reminds me of another big tech policy battle from back in the day. The fight over SOPA in 2012. Now that was a wild ride. You had Silicon Valley and Hollywood going at it like cats and dogs over this anti-piracy bill. Tech companies were saying it would break the internet, while the entertainment industry argued it was necessary to protect their copyrights. What made it really interesting was how the entertainment world split on the issue. You had some of the old guard studios and record labels pushing hard for SOPA. But then a bunch of actors, directors, and musicians came out swinging against it. Remember when Wikipedia and Reddit went dark for a day in protest? That was huge. And you had celebs like Trent Reznor and Neil Gaiman using their platforms to rally opposition. It was fascinating to see how the entertainment industry, which is usually pretty unified on copyright issues, fractured over concerns about internet freedom and overreach. In the end, the grassroots opposition won out, and SOPA got shelved. It showed how even within Hollywood, there can be competing visions about how to balance innovation, creativity, and regulation. Now with AI, we're seeing another tech policy issue where the entertainment world isn't speaking with one voice. Some are all in on embracing AI, while others are raising red flags about its risks. But unlike SOPA, where Hollywood bigwigs were pushing for more regulation, now you've got celebs advocating for guardrails while some tech execs resist. So if Newsom puts his signature on SB 1047, we could be looking at a real game changer, folks. I mean, California's always been a trendsetter, right? Remember how they led the charge on emissions standards back in the day? Well, this could be just like that, but for AI. We might see other states saying, hey, if it's good enough for California, it's good enough for us. Before you know it, we could have a whole patchwork of state-level AI regulations popping up across the country. And let's be real, once that ball starts rolling, it's only a matter of time before we see some serious pressure for federal action. Can you imagine? We could be witnessing the birth of a whole new era of tech regulation, all sparked by this one bill in California. It's like when one domino falls and sets off a whole chain reaction, except in this case, the dominoes are state legislatures, and the chain reaction is a nationwide push for AI safety. But here's the kicker. If Newsom decides to veto SB 1047, oh boy, Hollywood is not going to be happy. We're talking about some of the most influential people in the world here, folks. These celebs have millions of followers on social media, they've got the ears of politicians, and they know how to make their voices heard. If Newsom goes against their wishes, we could see a serious backlash. I'm talking Twitter storms, impassioned speeches at awards shows, maybe even some pointed comments in upcoming movies or TV shows. And let's not forget, these stars have deep pockets too. They could potentially redirect their campaign contributions away from Newsom or any other politicians who don't support AI regulation. It's not just about the immediate fallout either. This could have long-term consequences for Newsom's political career. If he's eyeing a presidential run down the line, alienating Hollywood could seriously hurt his chances of securing the Democratic nomination. Now, regardless of what Newsom decides, I think we can all agree that this showdown between Hollywood and Silicon Valley over AI is just getting started. It's like we're watching two heavyweight champions squaring up in the ring, and the bell for round one hasn't even rung yet. On one side, we've got the glitz and glamour of Tinseltown, with their star power and media savvy. On the other, we've got the tech titans of Silicon Valley, with their deep pockets and cutting-edge innovations. This clash could reshape the entire landscape of how we approach technology in our society. We might start seeing more celebrities using their platforms to speak out on tech issues. Not just AI, but things like data privacy, social media regulation, you name it. And let me tell you, when A-listers start talking, people listen. This could have a huge impact on public opinion, potentially swaying voters and putting pressure on lawmakers to take action. It's like we're watching the birth of a new kind of celebrity activism, one that's focused on the digital world we all live in now. Buckle up, folks, because this ride is just getting started. This is Eva, bringing you the latest from Listen To. You know, as I've been covering this story, I can't help but think about how much our world has changed. When I was a kid, AI was something you only saw in sci-fi movies. Now it's at the center of a major political showdown. It just goes to show how fast technology is moving and how important it is that we stay informed about these issues. That's why I'm so passionate about bringing you these stories. Because at the end of the day, whether you're in Hollywood, Silicon Valley, or anywhere in between, these decisions about AI regulation are going to affect all of us. So keep listening, keep questioning, and keep pushing for the kind of future you want to see. This is Eva signing off for now, but I'll be back soon with more updates from the front lines of tech and politics.